أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا إبراهيم رشده من قبل وكنا به عالمين إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ما هذه التماثيل التي أنتم لها عاكفون قالوا وجدنا آباءنا لها عابدين قال لقد كنتم أنتم وآباؤكم في ضلال مبين صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 51 to ayah number 54 of Surah Al-Anbiya. In the ayah we discussed yesterday very briefly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned two nabis of Allah, Sayyidina Musa and Sayyiduna Harun alayhim as-salatu was-salam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted them al-furqan. Allah had granted them the Torah, a means of nur, a means of light, a means of guidance. Now here for several ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about another Nabi of Allah, Khalilullah Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu was-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was born in an environment, this was in Iraq, an environment in which idol worship was rife. Leave the fact that his community had worshipped idols in his own home. His father, Azar, was not only an idolater, but he would manufacture idols. And it comes in certain riwayat that he would do it with such great passion. One is to conduct a business, but the other was a passion. He used to do it, and he used to sell this, and he used to make sure that whatever he does is 100% proper in his mind. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in that environment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that we had granted him rushd. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Certainly, we had granted Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam guidance, rushd, a proper perspective, a proper perception about tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala min qablu, from before. How before? Most of the commentators have said that from his very birth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed in Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam not only the quality of tawheed, not only to keep away from kufr and shirk, but a hatred for kufr and shirk and a love for tawheed. And that is why in many ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala speaks about Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim Hanifa, that he had turned away from every aspect that was not tawheed, every aspect that was dalala. He had turned away from all of that, and together with this, Allah had granted him the opposite of his father. Allah had granted him a great passion for iman and yaqeen, and for the dawat of iman and yaqeen, and to bring about iman and yaqeen in the hearts of people. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ. And we had proper knowledge about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. In other words, we knew him in and out. Many would have known Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam from the outer, but we had known the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And that is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself called Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam Khalilullah, the friend of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So when he grew up, and as he began to understand, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, filled with iman and yaqeen, filled with tawheed, the oneness of Allah, he asked his people, his father, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ, he said to his father, وَقَوْمِهِ and his people. Many of the commentators are inclined to believe that first Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had pursued his father with regards to this question, and then he went out of the house and then he asked his people, مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلِ, what are these statues, allati kuntum laha akifun, which you are so dedicated to? Akafa yakifu, like how we get the word itikaf, is something that a person is clinging onto, and you are so dedicated to this. What is this eventually, and why do you worship something that you manufacture, and more especially the father, that you take an amount of money for a god that you will sell to someone else? All of that never will make sense. قَالُوا وَجَدَنَا أَبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَبِدِينَ. They only, one reply was that we found our forefathers making the ibadat, our forefathers dedicating themselves, worshipping these idols. قَالَ لَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاءُكُمْ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. His response is that you and your forefathers are in a very open, manifest, very clear deviation, and hence you need to relook at your stance with regards to idolatry, with regards to worshipping the idol. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.